My name is Phoebe Fumard. I am 15 years old. Today is January 2nd, 2022, and I'm speaking with Ryan Fumard, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Louisiana. Okay, so what have been some of the happiest moments in your life?
Some of the happiest moments in my life were when I graduated from college and realized 4 long years of hard work coming together, and then getting my first job after college was also very encouraging. The other happy moments in my life definitely have to do with my family, when I got married and the birth of both of our daughters, are three of the happiest days of my entire life.
Okay. What about some of the saddest moments?
Some of the saddest moments have probably been when we have lost a loved one or a family pet. That was one of the saddest moments of our family.
Okay. What is your earliest memory?
My earliest memory is sitting at the bottom of the stairs in my parents' house and wearing my baseball hat and playing baseball on the stairs by throwing the ball up and letting it roll back down and doing this for hours on end while I was probably 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah, it's interesting. My earliest memory is us playing a memory game on the floor. And I got angry and threw the little memory card under the big armoire. But I always see it from someone else's point of view and not my own, as if you were watching it through the window. But that's my earliest memory. What are you proudest of?
I am proudest of my family and the accomplishments of my children. Seeing my wife and children succeed, I am proud of the success I have had at my job over 14 years and being able to provide for what my family wants and what my family needs.
How has your life been different than what you imagined when you were younger?
Well, I can't say that I imagined living in Louisiana when I was younger, so that's definitely something that's different. I grew up in Colorado, so I figured I would probably end up back there someday. I also imagined life with a son and playing baseball and football with him, and so that has probably been different, having two daughters. Not that that's a bad thing, but it's definitely different than what I had imagined for my life.
But instead, you get to play tennis with me and soccer with Lydia. Okay, if you could talk to a younger version of yourself, what would you say?
I would say be confident and be bold in anything you do. Don't care what anybody else thinks about you. Just do your best. And again, be confident in what you do.
Okay, now some questions about your early childhood. And school. Did you get into trouble, and what was the worst thing you remember doing?
I'm sure I got into trouble plenty of times. I do remember getting spanked several times. What was the worst thing I did? Probably, I don't know. It's not real bad, but I used to bite other children. And I remember my mom teaching me the lesson that it hurts when she bit my arm.
How old were you?
I think I was maybe 5 or 6, and she grabbed my arm and bit me really hard. And so then I realized that it's not nice to bite people and that it actually really hurts.
That's nice. Oh, did you enjoy school? Like, were you a good student?
I enjoyed school, but not for school. I enjoyed school for the friendships that I had. I did not study as much as my mother would have liked me to, but I did enjoy school and the social aspect of it and got all A's and B's. So I think I did all right.
Did you go to like a close-knit high school, or did most of the people from your middle school move to the same high school, or how big was your school experience?
So it was a smaller private school. We did know each other, some of us, all the way from kindergarten through 12th grade. I think my graduating class had 83 people in it, so it was very tight-knit. Some of them I still speak with or communicate with today. But yes, it was definitely a smaller, close-knit school.
Oh, okay. We kind of already answered this one, but what kind of a student were you?
So I was a student athlete. I played basketball and baseball in high school and baseball in college as well. I did not study very much. I do have a photographic memory, and so that helps. And I typically did my homework just before it was due. But again, I got pretty good grades, so I was a decent student.
Sounds like myself. And I know my favorite subject is math, and I think that was yours too.
Oh, I really enjoy math. Something I'm good at. I like numbers and just anything to do with math.
Okay. Another childhood one. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
I remember playing a baseball game, and I was pitching, and my mother was very nervous in the stands, and my dad was on the sideline, and the bases were loaded, and there was three balls and two strikes on the batter, and I threw the pitch, the last pitch of the game, and it was called strike three, and we won the game, and I remember running over and jumping in my dad's arms as he came out onto the field. I was probably maybe 10 or 11 at the time, but I remember that was one of the happiest memories of my childhood.
So let's see, you were the youngest of two. How much older was your brother than you?
My brother Brad is 21 months older than me, so we were 2 years apart in school.
And did he play any sports?
He did not play any organized sports at school. He did bowling on the weekends. And I remember my parents made me go watch him on Saturday mornings to support him. And then he had to come watch me play baseball.
Tell me about someone you will always remember.
Someone I'll always remember. That would be my best friend's parents, Matt Hall, and his parents, Mike and Kathy Hall. I will remember them because their house was always open. They were friendly to everybody, and Matt and I were friends since the second grade, and I just always remember if you ever needed anything, they were willing to help. They always had us over to their house when we were growing up, whether it was just a few close friends or our entire class for breakfast or dinner. We used to be at their house quite a bit growing up.
What was one thing you did a lot with your family?
So with our family, we played a lot of games. We are a gaming family, lots of cards, lots of board games. I remember, especially on holiday breaks, when we would visit extended family or they would visit us, I remember staying up many late nights and playing cards and board games. However, I was very competitive, so some nights ended not so well whenever I would lose.
There was another question. Who is a relative you like being around or remember?
So I remember my granddad on my dad's side. He was just always a very hard worker. I remember him because we would go visit them in Illinois, and I remember him taking us to some St. Louis Cardinals baseball games, as well as the Arch in St. Louis, and just spending time at their house. I remember him working out in the yard, and they had a big garden and a vineyard, and he was very good at woodworking. I remember him in his shop, which was downstairs in their house, making various things out of wood. He was very smart. He had a very good engineering mind.
Okay. Let's see. How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as someone who you could count on, someone who was always willing to help in any way that I could, in whatever area that I might be good at. If somebody needed help, I would like to be remembered as somebody who was on time and who would give of myself to anybody in need.
Sounds about right. Do you have any regrets?
Not really many regrets, maybe other than continuing to play baseball after my freshman year in college. I decided I wanted to finish with school, but part of me wishes I would have continued playing baseball just to see what might have happened with my baseball career.
You think you could have made big leagues?
I don't know. There's very few people that actually make it all the way to the big leagues, but I remember when I quit playing baseball, and that was probably, if anything, I regret, one of the few things.
Oh, this is another one that's like that. If you were to die today, what would you regret not having done? Could just be like a simple thing, too. I know I've always wanted to go skydiving, and I want to do that before I die.
I would like to go skydiving, but would not regret that if I died tonight. I would think, if anything, I would regret taking our family on a big trip. I would love to take our entire family somewhere tropical and let you kids experience some of what Mom and I have experienced on a few trips that we've been on.
Yeah, and that's another thing, because I've never been out of the country, and I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah, that international travel is something fun and something that I definitely want you kids to get to experience.
Okay. Is there anything that you've never told me but can think of to tell me now?
Gosh, not that I can think of. We typically are a pretty open family. I wish I could tell you I had won the lottery, but that's not true. So not that I can think of.
I think the next one is the same way. Are there things about me that you've always wanted to know but have never asked?
Well, in your 15 years, not much that I think I don't know about you. Other than maybe with some boys or some dance you went to.
Dance I went to? Homecoming?
Yes, homecoming.
What about it? It's actually pretty boring. I mean, I'm hoping this year we'll get to do it like with all the grades. Because, what was it, 5 to 7 or 5 to 8 was like really early. And also the music was not good.
Well, maybe I can come DJ this next time.
I'm sure they would love that. It was funny because everybody was like synchronized yelling at the DJ to skip, and he just let the songs play and no one wanted to listen.
Maybe he couldn't hear you.
Yeah. How has being a parent changed you?
I think when you become a parent, you realize how much your parents sacrificed for you. I think it is something that as a kid, you never realize how much your parents actually do, from paying the electric bill to paying the water bill, taking care of the cars, taking care of things at the house, making sure you have everything you need and in a timely manner. And the fact that there are some times when, as a parent, you don't always get what you want, but you do what your child wants or needs, and that is what is more important to you. Even something like giving gifts at Christmas, it's not as fun anymore to receive gifts as it is to give them, to see the excitement of other people, especially your children. And so I just think, as I have been a parent, I've really realized how much my parents sacrificed and gave up for me and my brother so that we could have the opportunities that we have in life.
A question related to that one. What were you most surprised by in parenting?
Gosh, I guess how fast the time goes. It feels like just the other day you were born.
Yeah.
And surprised by the fact that you only have about 2.5 more years at home before you pursue college and the rest of your life.
If you could do everything over, would you raise me differently?
I don't think that we would. I think we've done a pretty good job. You seem to be a pretty well-balanced young lady, and we've given you opportunities to better yourself through school, through activities, through clubs, through church, different opportunities. You know, we've let you explore piano and playing soccer, playing tennis, doing your cookie company. I think you're pretty well-rounded as a young individual. So I don't think I would do it any differently.
I will say one thing. I wish I would have stuck with a sport early on, so I would have had all this time to get better at it, rather than like switching through a bunch of them, because that would have given me a better shot at making certain teams. But with time, obviously, you'll get better at everything.
Right. I think you have to find what you enjoy and what you excel at and continue to drive that. I do think sometimes with my work, and as much as I'm on the road and gone, it was difficult, especially when you were little, maybe to be involved in a ton of activities as both mom and I worked. But I wouldn't change the way we've raised you.
What advice would you give me about raising my own kids? And I was thinking about this the other day, and if I do end up being a neurosurgeon, I would be able to afford having children. But I was thinking about, like, before having a child, if I hosted a foreign exchange student, because they're not, like, obviously it's a commitment, but only for a year. And, yeah.
So I think that's a great opportunity if you're able to do so. I think advice I would give you about raising your own kids is to be consistent and to start having discipline when they're young, and having that parent-child relationship as opposed to the best friend relationship. I think a lot of parents try to be their kid's best friend, and then sometimes there's a lack of discipline and just the role reversal there. And so I think as a parent, you have to know when to discipline and when to correct.
This one, going back to younger years, did you have a nickname? And if so, can you tell me the story of how you got it? I know a lot of my friends call you Coach Ryan, but that's just because you played just about every sport ever and coached me in about every sport ever.
So I did have a nickname when I was growing up. Actually, my brother and I both did. My nickname was Sugar Bear. I do not know how I got that from my parents, but I do remember, especially my dad, at baseball and basketball games, whether it was outside or in the gym, that he would yell, "Come on, Sugar Bear!" And all of my friends in high school thought it was a funny nickname. And I remember some of the cheerleaders even calling me Sugar Bear. So for whatever reason, again, I'm not sure, that was my nickname growing up.
Do you have that one like since you were little?
As far back as I can remember, my brother was Pumpkin and I was Sugar Bear. And I, again, earliest memory is of those two nicknames, but I don't know why that I was given that nickname.
This is a question I just thought of. Where would you like to travel that you have not yet been? Or I guess it could be somewhere you've been before, but somewhere you wanted to go.
Again, I would love to go back to somewhere like Grand Cayman with you kids and see you experience the beauty of nature down there for the first time, and especially Stingray City. That was one of the neatest experiences of my life with Mom, was when we got to go do that with my work when I won that trip. And so to get to see you kids experience that, I think it's fun to take you to places that I went as a kid, or experiences like going to amusement parks, or going to the first time we went to the beach or something like that. I always, again, the perspective changes when you become a parent and seeing it through your kids' eyes, and getting to see you for the first time experience something like that.
Are there any hobbies you wish you would have picked up younger, or like maybe an instrument or something like a foreign language you would have stuck with?
There's times where I wish I would have learned to play a musical instrument. I just think it challenges your brain, and those people that are able to do it are very well-rounded. I think it's, again, it's a skill that not everybody possesses. And so for me, I was on the athletic field instead of in the band. But there are some times I wish I would have learned to play an instrument. What instrument? I don't know. Probably the trumpet or the tuba are two that I would have had interest in.
Yeah, I could see you doing that. Did you ever participate in your church choir or anything like that?
So I sang in children's choir up till probably fifth grade. But after that, I did not sing anymore and just focused on athletics, not on musical talent.
Are there any funny stories your family tells about you that come to mind?
Oh, dear.
That just made me think of that time we went to the movie theater and came home and you had sat in butter the entire time and your shorts were just covered in butter.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of funny stories. One that I remember my mom telling a lot is the first time I got to drive a go-kart by myself, and the man who was in charge told us, if you run into the tires, to stay in your car and not get out because there were other cars on the track. And I remember my brother going very, very slowly and taking his time, and I am completely opposite. I pushed on the gas as hard as I could and crashed into the first set of tires around the first corner. And I remember unbuckling my seatbelt and getting out of the car and getting very upset that I did not make the turn. And the man who was in charge had to run out there and tell me to get back in the car and to sit down, and so I didn't get run over. And my mom tells that story a lot because I guess she thinks it's funny, but that's just my competitive nature. I remember there was a night or two where I also got competitive at the putt-putt golf course and had to go sit in the car because I was too frustrated playing golf. So those are just a couple of the stories I remember my mom telling.
When you graduated high school, did you have any idea what you wanted to major in or know, like, what your career path was going to be?
I thought I did. I thought I wanted to go into kinesiology and into sports medicine or sports therapy. However, that changed when I got to college and figured out that if I went that route, I would probably end up being in school for 6 to 8 years. And not that I didn't like school, but I wanted to get done with college. And so that's when I changed my major to business. And like my dad, who has been a salesman his entire life, I think I found something that I was very good at. I enjoy building relationships with people and selling the product that I do. And so I don't think it's exactly what I thought I would be doing, but I think it's something that I'm good at.
Okay. I don't remember if I asked this, but can you tell me one of your happiest and worst childhood memories?
Happiest childhood memory. Gosh, that's hard to pick. Again, I just remember time with family. We were fortunate to live close to my mom's parents and several of my cousins and aunts and uncles growing up, and so we got to see them quite a bit. My grandparents would come visit, the ones who lived out of town, once or twice a year, and I remember that was always fun because we got to stay up late and spend time with them, like I said, playing cards and games. One of my worst childhood memories, this sounds funny, but I never really had a pet when I was a kid. I do remember at my grandmother's house, the four of us grandchildren each had a duck. And I remember one day finding my duck dead.
What?
in the pen in a bowl of water. And so
did they drown?
I think she drowned. We're not sure, but I remember burying her under the white fern plant in my grandmother's backyard. And really growing up, that was my first experience with death, was the death of my duck.
What was your duck named?
Her name was Quacker. And yeah, we released the other three ducks after she died. And she went to be buried under the white fern in my grandma's backyard.
What about your happiest and, I guess, worst two memories of after Lydia was born, like after our family started?
Gosh, I don't know of a worst memory. Happiest memories for me are just seeing you kids succeed. And growing up and being, seeing you with your friends and seeing you interact with other people, seeing you use your talents, whether that's playing the piano or with your cookie business. I like bragging about my children and my family.
This one, I know you said the Halls parents specifically, but are there any childhood friends you want to talk about?
Like I said, I remember Matt Hall being one of my best friends from second grade on, and we still text and communicate today. I think obviously with the internet and social media apps and Facebook and certain things like that, that it's much easier now to stay in touch with those people that you grew up with. Probably something that my generation is the first generation to have, that where we still can communicate with them. I don't think it's on the same level, but it is fun to still see where they're at, probably 25 years after graduating high school.
Yeah. What about teachers that had a strong influence on your life?
So I think it's amazing how most people, myself included, can go back and remember our teachers from kindergarten through elementary school, middle school, and high school. I mean, I remember my teachers by name. Some of them that were very impactful. I remember Miss Bruce. She was my math teacher in high school, and then she was also the scorekeeper for our basketball games in high school. And so she taught me a lot of the shortcuts and the math principles that I even still use today. The other person who was very influential would have been my high school baseball coach, Coach Bob Knepper, and just his teaching us that life was bigger than baseball, the lessons of teamwork, the lessons of wanting to play and not always getting to and having to cheer for those who were on your team, just the value of teammate and commitment and doing your part to be part of a team.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to think of mine. I would say Miss Yates, she's third grade science and social studies. I actually didn't like her to begin with, but then after I went through fourth and fifth grade and did robotics, she became one of my favorite teachers, and now I love going back to my elementary school. And I think, obviously, Miss Glass has done a lot since I've had her, three times now?
So, like me, she's your math teacher, correct?
Yes. And I think that also added to the fact that she's one of my favorite teachers because she taught my favorite subject. Okay, now some questions about Mom. How did you meet Mom?
Funny story, we were... it was a Monday, and I was at work when I worked at Enterprise Rent-A-Car, and had a sore elbow. I thought I had gotten bitten by a spider in the night, and so I went to the urgent care clinic to see the doctor about my elbow, and I remember they were very busy at Green Clinic in Ruston, Louisiana, and without an appointment, I just had to sit and wait, and I remember the lobby being full except for one seat next to her, and so I went and sat down, and we just began chatting, and long story short, the lady at the receptionist desk let us talk for about 45 minutes, and then called Mom back to see the doctor. She was a pharmaceutical sales rep. And then later they called me back and the receptionist told Mom that we were going to get married. And we thought she was crazy, but 18 months later we were married.
How old? Let's see, you were 25?
24
would be when you met, or 23.
23 when we met, 25 when we got married.
How did you propose?
So... I did not propose like I wanted to. I had a big elaborate plan to have the diamond ring attached to a starfish and find it on the beach when I won a trip to the Bahamas with work. However, our luggage got lost on the way down there, but thankfully I had the diamond ring in my pocket. However, the starfish was in my luggage that was lost.
And oh, I thought you meant like a real starfish.
No, it was a real starfish, not a live starfish. Yeah. And I was going to have a buddy tie the ring on the underside of the starfish and then find it on the beach. Excuse me, as we walked along the beach. But after three trips back and forth to the airport to try to find our lost luggage, I could not wait any longer with the ring in my pocket. And so I remember most of our friends were at karaoke at the resort. And we went for a walk on the beach, and I just told Mom this wasn't exactly how I had planned for it to go, but I wanted to ask her to be my wife and proposed right there on the beach, which again, at least I did have the ring with me, so that was definitely a good thing.
Did you get any picture? Well, I guess if your friends were at karaoke, did you plan to have somebody like photograph the pictures?
So, no, it was night time in the Bahamas, but a lot of my friends from work that were on the trip knew that I had planned to propose. And so certainly when we came back from the beach, everybody was very excited. And I remember we had a good time celebrating that night.
Okay. I think there's only a few more questions left. But this one, do you like your job?
I do. I really enjoy what I do. I currently am a sales account manager for Alcon Vision Care, and I sell contact lenses and dry eye drops and allergy medications to eye doctors who then sell it to their patients. And so it is a very rewarding career. I enjoy helping patients see life free from glasses, and have been there several times when people get their first set of contacts and enjoy seeing without their glasses.
So let's see, you've been with Alcon 14 years now. So are there any lessons your work has taught you?
Oh, certainly there's lots of lessons work has taught me. I think one that I've seen several times is it does not pay to cheat or try to be unethical in the short term, in order to win an award or to gain some recognition. I think that truth and honesty always wins. And sometimes while that may mean that you don't win an award, it means that you're still employed. And I've seen several people lose their jobs due to unethical behavior, whether it's from the pressures of the job or wanting to win President's Club or a trip or a bonus or some other recognition. I've seen it happen too many times. The other lesson I've learned is in a competitive world for a large organization, we are all certainly expendable. And so I think what that has taught me is no matter how hard you work, you can always be replaced. And so I think you have to have that work-life balance, and work will always be there when you get back. And so something I could still even get better at is finding that work-life balance and spending more time with my family, because work will always be there when I go back. So those are just a few of the lessons that I think work has taught me.
Well, that wraps up all the questions.
That's it? There's nothing else you want to know, kid?
Not really. Not that I can think of. I am curious, the cheating experience, is that just you've seen that or you've tried that one out?
No, I've not tried that one out. I have seen several people, unfortunately, lose their jobs, a few of them within a day or a week of going on a very fun and rewarding trip, because they were found to have gained the recognition unethically by either cheating or being dishonest. And so something that my parents even taught me as a kid was just to do your best and to always do right. And you may see some other people succeed in life, but eventually it will catch up with them. You may not be there to see it. If you do happen to be there, it's not your place to rub it in or to say, I told you so. But just know that by doing what is right, again, it will pay off in the long run. Not necessarily where you'll see it right away. But, you know, to me, my integrity and my honesty is worth more than any trip or any work recognition. And so that's what I've seen. It's unfortunate that some people feel the pressure to do that in a professional setting, and then it ends up costing them their job.
Is there anyone you know of, even now, that you know they've, like, not been caught for something they should not have done?
Oh, yeah, and that's what's frustrating. It's hard when you see people get promoted or people succeed and you know they haven't done something the right way. It's a very difficult thing to continue to act with integrity when you see others around you getting promoted or succeeding who aren't. But I think that really speaks to what kind of a person you are, and that there are certainly more important things in life than recognition or getting a promotion on something based on something that's unethical, that they haven't done the right way.
I think that about wraps it up. I do have one more, and that is if you have any deep, dark secrets you've never shared.
Not that I can think of. I think I'm pretty much an open book.
You haven't put a down payment on a car, have you?
I have not put a down payment on a car for you for your 16th birthday. That I have not done. That's correct.
That is unfortunate for me.
That's okay. You still have 4 months until you turn 16, so we shall see.
That's it.
That's it. Well, I've enjoyed this interview. Thanks, kid.
Yes, thanks for participating.